This is a podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum. For further information, please go to www.rafmuseum.org/podcasts.
Every year at 11 o'clock on the 11th day of the 11th month, people all over the country stop what they are doing and pause silently for 2 minutes. We do this because at 11 o'clock on the 11th of November 1918, the First World War ended. The First World War was the first major world conflict, and this is the reason why we choose this time to remember. But how can we remember people that we don't know? What we are doing on the 11th of November is showing our thanks to all of the people who have put themselves in danger to protect us. This is what we call remembrance. Remembrance Day is a time to think about all those who gave their lives for our freedom, not just in World War I and World War II, but all of the wars that have happened since, as well as those that are going on now. Stopping what we are doing is one way of showing that we are remembering, but are there any other ways that we can show other people that we are remembering? People wear poppies. The symbol of remembrance is a flower called a poppy. Poppies grow in areas where the ground has been disturbed. During the First World War, fields were transformed into battlegrounds, and poppies began growing over the mess that was left after the fighting. John McCrae was a soldier in the First World War, and he wrote a very famous poem about these poppies.
In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below.
The poem was printed in a magazine, and a woman named Mina Michael was so touched by the poem that in 1918 she wrote a poem saying that she will promise to wear a poppy to show that she is remembering.
And now the torch and poppy red, wear in honour of our dead. Fear not that ye have died for naught. We've learned the lesson that ye taught in Flanders fields.
You can buy poppies from sellers who stand in the street. The money that you give goes towards helping men and women from the Royal Air Force, Royal Navy and the Army who have been injured in conflict, and also to look after families of service personnel who have lost a loved one through war. By wearing a poppy, you are showing that you are remembering and helping at the same time. Remembrance Day takes place on the Sunday closest to the 11th of November. Men and women who have fought in wars come to London to a special statue called the Cenotaph, and they place wreaths of poppies to show that they are remembering their friends that have died. Because the whole country is remembering, the Queen and the Prime Minister and other important people also lay poppy wreaths too. This ceremony is shown on the television so that everyone can watch and take part. So don't forget to buy your poppy when you go out with your family, and wear it for everyone to see.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum.